Hello again in the back of the radio. I don't know if this is a sign of the times, but that oldies group, Cha-na-na, things have gotten so bad for them, they had to lay off one na.
I saw you there, just standing there. I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, then once again.
Doctor, Charlie Tuna, coming up in the next 60 minutes. We'll have another famous people radio serial. All the gossip on People Talk and a telephone poll. The latest from Yes, and it can happen.
You can fool yourself. You can cheat until you're blind. You can cut your heart. It can happen. You can mend the wires. You can feed your soul apart. You reach. It can happen to you. It can happen.
can happen here with Charlie Tuna. This probably wouldn't happen, but three Michigan women who sued a health club over the color of its warm-up suits have lost. Their million-dollar lawsuit charged they were humiliated and embarrassed when Vic Tanny Incorporated threw them out for refusing to wear blue exercise suits, leotards, and tights. The club claimed the dress code reduces feelings of self-consciousness in the exercise room, and the court said it could find no evidence of bad faith. My blue.
Charlie Tuna.
It pays to keep learning, but maybe you don't have the money. If you can demonstrate financial need, you or your family members may be eligible for a college scholarship. All of the states operate education assistance programs, and dozens of scholarships are sponsored by military associations. It's also possible to qualify for a number of military grants or loans, depending on which branch of the service you're in. See your education advisor. Don't let money problems stand in the way of getting a good education. Boys and girls of all ages to gather around their radios for another famous fable. Once upon a time, an eccentric millionaire sent a henchman around the countryside. He was to interview the householders, and to every man's boss in his house, he was to give a horse. To every man who was henpecked, he was to give a chicken. Everywhere the henchman went, he handed out chickens with never an occasion to give anyone a horse. At last, though, he arrived at the house of a burly farmer with a bristly, unshaven face, a deep bass voice, muscles like an ox. In the background was his thin and wizened wife. The henchman said, "Are you the boss in your family, sir?" The farmer leaned his head back and bellowed with laughter. "You bet, little man. What I say around here goes." And he opened and closed fists the size of hams. The henchman was convinced. "You get a horse," he said. "Do you want a brown horse or a gray horse?" The farmer leaned his head back and shouted, "Tilda, do we want a brown horse or a gray horse?" Tilda called back, "You get a brown horse." And at that point, the henchman handed him a chicken.
Talk to me anymore when I come through the door at the end of the day.
I remember when you couldn't wait to love me.
Anymore.
Barbara Streisand, Neil Diamond. You don't bring me flowers. What about a stamp or coin collection? What's your hobby? That's going to be our telephone poll topic coming up. Club, and it's a miracle. You ever wonder who really gets the last word? Philadelphia Magazine did, and it's compiled a list of people with the final say-so on nearly everything. Who decides how to spell Ayatollah Khomeini or Mao Zedong? Nate Poletsky. He is the foreign editor at the Associated Press, and most of the media follow his lead. Who determines the official ballroom dance steps? Ricky Geiger, the National Council of Dance Teacher Organizations. His group publishes the official manual known as the Cha-Cha Bible. Who decides who's in Who's Who? Adele Haas, the book's editor. Who says the Russians are coming? Ronald Reagan. He's the only one authorized to issue an official attack warning. And finally, who declares you legally dead? Any competent doctor who happens along. Charlie Tuna! Here's today's health tip from the American Medical Association. Beware of whooping cough in your family. Don't pass it off as just a simple childhood disease. Despite modern drugs, it still kills several thousand children each year. Vaccines will protect your child. So see your doctor about getting your child vaccinated. Next, with our telephone poll, you can forget about stamps and coins. If you want a hobby with really solid foundations, try bricks. The International Brick Collectors Association says some turn-of-the-century bricks are both rare and valuable. Aficionados look for ones from Illinois marked with Abe Lincoln's profile or the Kansas models inscribed "Don't Spit on the Sidewalk." If you're serious about hitting the bricks, you'll have to attend club meetings. These beauties are a bit too hefty to swap by mail. Our telephone poll topic loosely based on that story. What's your hobby? Or maybe in some cases, what was your hobby? Telephone poll.
Yes, my favorite hobby is water skiing on the Colorado River.
All right. Telephone pole.
Charlie, I collect frogs. I've got over 900.
Telephone pole.
Yeah, Charlie, my hobby is spending the night with Sherry.
Telephone pole.
Yeah, collecting anything to do with Norman Rockwell.
Telephone pole.
Charlie, I collect rabbits, and everybody knows your rabbits multiply real fast, so I have a lot of them.
Telephone pole.
I enjoy collecting seashells from around the world.
Telephone pole.
Yeah, this might sound a little strange, Charlie, but my mom collects kids because there's 12 kids in our family.
Telephone pole.
I collect magnets and Betty Boop things.
All right. Sherry, it's Charlie Tuna back on the telephone right now with Ken Swofford, who plays Quentin Morlock, the vice principal of the School of Arts in the now syndicated series Fame, which is doing really well in the ratings around the country, and just remarking the fact you got quite a few guest stars on the show here this season and coming up, right?
Michael Jackson's sister's going to be a new regular.
That's right. That's a big attraction alone, right?
I guess so, yeah. Well, I haven't worked with her yet, but everybody's very excited about it. We're going back to work and do 24 news shows. The dancers are already at work. They don't ever have a day off.
I know. Well, dancing alone, I mean, that's work itself. But one other note, too, I saw, what was it, Melissa Manchester? She was going to be doing an episode?
She did her show. She wrote it and performed in it. And
you don't need networks anymore, right?
You know, it is so much better without the network help.
Are you listening, networks? Because you don't really have to worry then so much about the pressure of the daily Nielsen ratings and everything, right?
Well, it's the ratings have to stay good. You have to do well for the stations. And
right.
In fact, we've replaced a lot of NBC shows. NBC canceled fame and it's picked us up. We've done better than the NBC shows.
Mm-hmm.
But the main pressure is that you can do the stories and the music that you want to do without having to go to meetings for 3 weeks, you know, to get everything done.
Oh, yes, I know the feeling. You have to get through the censorship and all the other standards and practices. And
three of our best shows last year were scripts that NBC didn't want to do because they thought they were a little too controversial or something, you know, but we're able, you know, to say to a writer, hey, we like the script, go ahead, work with this, you know, and we'll get you on the air. And that's never been done before.
There's an old axiom, the turtle only makes progress when he sticks his neck out, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, I think we've pioneered it for other shows. Too Close for Comfort's on now. The Edmund Mann Talent Show's doing sensationally. And
mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's a fourth option.
That's right.
It's another marketplace.
That's Ken Swofford, our special guest, Quentin Moorlach, from the Vice Principal's Chair of the School of Arts, FAME. Kara, Fame. That's the name of the game. What is the old saying from Horace Greeley? Fame is a vapor. Riches take wings. Only one thing endures. Character. And an IRA account if you haven't had one of those.
Charlie Tuna. Stripes Magazine. Get into today's Stars and Stripes for free.
What's in it for me?
And me. A lot for everybody. Listen up.
Yuletide Joy. The spirit of giving just 4 months early. Read about Christmas in August. Also, get the latest Volksmarkt schedule. And find out all the facts about an art festival in the beautiful city of Berlin.
Stripes Magazine. Get it in today's Stars and Stripes at no extra charge.
Yeah.
Control. That's what you need. Here's a guy who's lost a little bit of his. Paul Young. Well, he's down to the on your knees pleading stage. Gets that way in some relationships, doesn't it? Here's one sums it all up. Come back and stay.
don't you come back? Please hurry, why don't you come back? Please hurry, why don't you come back? Please hurry.
And come back and stay. Well, you get more than a mouthful of information if you keep your eyes on other people's kissers. So says Lalian Young, face reader and author of Secrets of the Face. Young says you can find out a lot about a person by examining the shape of his mouth. For example, if you have a thick upper lip, that means you're devious. And people with thick lower lips, like Michael Jackson, are witty and conversational. Young says people who reveal their upper gums when they smile tend to fluctuate between moods of generosity and nastiness. Young says the ideal mouth would be big and have similar sized lips so they would form line. She says that would give a person good communication skills and an honest nature.
Charlie Tuna.
If there's a candidate in the upcoming elections you really support, the best thing you can do for her or him is to fill out an absentee ballot application. Why? Because without that application, you can't vote. And without your vote, well, the rest is obvious. Make sure your vote gets heard. Get an absentee ballot application from your voting assistance office. Take a few minutes to fill it out and send it in. Then when your absentee ballot arrives, you can vote immediately. 1 million people overseas. Your vote counts. And now, another Charlie Tuna radio serial.
Well, it's good old Jerry Ford. Come on in, Jerry. We've been waiting for you. Dick and Jimmy are already here.
Sorry I'm late, Ronnie. I couldn't find the house.
Well, this is the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Oh, I went to 1500.
Well, that's all right. Oh, listen, watch out for the... China.
Hi, Dick. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Jerry. How are y'all, you old dingbat?
Sit down, Jerry. Let's get this show on the road.
Well, all right. Now, the name of the game is draw poker.
I fold.
I didn't deal the cards yet, Jimmy.
I fold anyway. Nothing ever goes right for me.
If there's one thing I can't stand, it's a crybaby.
Oh, all right. I'll take a chance.
Now, let's ante up. Here we go.
Wait a minute. The pot's a nickel short.
Well, what's everyone looking at me for? Oh, for goodness sakes. It must have got stuck in my coin changer. Hello. I feel really lucky.
All right. Who wants to start it off?
Well, I'm open for a dime, but I know I'm going to lose.
I'm in.
Well, it's up to you, Jerry.
Give me all your eights.
No, Jerry. We're not playing fish.
Don't explain anything to him. Throw in your dime, Jerry.
All right, boys, I'll see that dime and raise you a quarter just to keep you honest.
It's too late for Dick.
Fellas, please, we're here to play cards. I just raised you a quarter.
Okay, I'll see you.
I'm in, too.
Well, what do you say, Jerry?
I knock with five. playing, Jen. We're playing poker, you imbecile.
Dick, please, you're speaking to a former president of the United States.
You're right. Pardon me, Jerry. I already did.
Stay tuned and don't miss the next radio serial. That's Prince from Purple Rain and When Doves Cry. Well, the musical question today seems to be, can a man on the moon build a decent orbital toilet? The answer seems to be no. Despite 5 years and $12 million worth of research, the John designed for the space shuttle has conked out on every mission but one. Frustrated astronauts have even resorted to crowbars to temporarily unjam the flying head. But a permanent solution is not yet in sight. Says a Rockwell spokesman, even if they gave us another $12 million, we might not be able to do it.
Charlie Tuna!
How long has it been since you got a letter from the States? A few days or a few weeks? Letters from home are an important part of your life, but only you can inform your correspondents of your correct military address. Here are a couple of other things you should do. Make sure all your correspondence is properly wrapped and posted, and use your current zip code. It's your only insurance for speedy and accurate delivery. Your APO has a tough enough job. Don't make it any harder.
People talk.
The ever-expanding music video field will expand a little more this fall when rock videos start airing on a Saturday morning cartoon show on NBC, Kid Video. The network is describing the show as a musical animated fantasy adventure which will incorporate existing videos with new performances by a live band and new animated interpretations of hit songs. 2,000 young musicians auditioned for the roles as members of the band, Kid Video, and a panel of 40 youngsters is currently evaluating thousands of songs for them to sing. 15-year-old Samantha Tubbs is the latest British coma teen to benefit from a tape especially made for her by her favorite band. Her doctors now say that she claps as if she's at a concert when they play Human Lake's Don't You Want Me and a personal message recorded by the group's Phil Oakey. The video for the Cars single Hello Again marks the debut of Andy Warhol as a video director. According to Rick Ocasek, he shot it on 8mm film and mixed it into a lot of visual formats. It should be very surreal and funny. Ocasek feels the video shows the Cars as they really are, not super cool as people think. And Tommy Shaw of Styx has finished recording the basic tracks for his solo album, slated to be released. In Shaw's band are Peter Wood, who played on Al Stewart's Year of the Cat album, Steve Holly, a former drummer for Wings, and Brian Stanley used to be in the group The Rumor.
People talk.
run a little bit hot tonight. I can barely see the road from the heat coming on. Reach down between my legs. Ease the seat back.
Van Halen Rock and Roll, their latest single called Panama. It's Charlie Tuna with my latest phone call. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Gloria.
You got a question for...
your music.
The question is...
Who sang the song Since I Fell For You?
Lenny Welch.
Lenny Welch.
Lenny.
Oh, great.
Lenny.
Thank you.
Why? What brought that up?
Oh, we're playing it here in the office, and we were just trying to figure out who was playing it or who was singing it.
Wait a minute. Aren't you playing...
Oh, I heard it. I'll change that dial.
Please, thank you. Well, that's going to have to can it for another hour, another day of Charlie Tuna. Thank you very much for sharing some more time out of your busy schedule with me. For us here, goodbye. A very special hello to all our friends and listeners on AFN Europe. We'll see you back here tomorrow. And until that time, keep it here and stay tuned.
Tomorrow at your military banking facility, your dollar will buy 2 marks, 84 pfennigs.